Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Somebody's Mama Podcast. We're your hosts, Kendra
and Nicole.
Thank you guys so much for joining us for another week. You guys, this is episode 99.
Look at us.
So yeah, we are quickly approaching our 100th episode. So we thank you guys so much for being with us on this journey, on this lovely ride. Nicole and I have just been reflecting on everything thus far, so we're gonna dig into that a little bit later. But Nicole, how was your week?
Listen, all I did over the weekend was eat my kids' Halloween candy. That's all I did. I sat on the couch, let them just do whatever, and I ate Halloween candy. That's it. That's all.
I just had a little bit myself. I go embarrass myself. Here go my trash.
Oh no.
I love Twizzlers. I've been eating all the
Twizzlers. Little ones. Yes, I ate all those first. I did.
I love Twizzlers.
I did. And the little Snickers.
Yeah, I mean, what was that? I had Twizzlers and I had the little Twix.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been my little jam. But I try not to eat too many. I'm like, Kendra, only 3 pieces a day, 4 pieces max.
Yeah, listen, I'll be 3 at lunch and 3 in the evening. But Saturday, it was up there. And then I knew I was bad because I woke up Sunday just feeling so heavy. Like, I really sat there all Saturday and was just like, okay, a little here.
Yeah, when it's sitting there, it's just like piece here, piece there. I put it in a bowl in the pantry. Normally, I would just put it on the island. I'm like, no. Because if it's on the island, every time I come in the kitchen, I'm getting some.
Yeah.
So and I put it in the pantry, so it's kind of like out of sight.
Out of mind. Yeah. It is funny because only my girls have wanted to eat candy. My son, he's like, I ain't worried about that candy. I don't want that candy. It was just competitive for him to try and get as much as he could. That's it. He's like, I don't want that candy. Y'all can have it. I don't care.
I know. I put a lot of the candy back in the bowl for the trick-or-treaters, but we still have a lot. Because Kendon was like, no, I like that kind. I like that kind. So I let him kind of like sift through what kind he wanted. And then I poured the rest in the bucket. Because I'm like, there's no way. My husband doesn't eat candy. Bryson don't eat candy. It's just me and Kendon.
Yeah.
I tried to give some to my brother. He came over the other day. He's like, I'm not eating candy right now. You're like, what? Come get this candy.
You know what I was disappointed about though this year? This year, I didn't see like any goodie bars. Like, the yellow ones, you know what I'm talking about? The yellow.
Oh, Mr. Goodbar.
Yeah, Mr.
Goodbar. You like Mr. Goodbar too?
I love Mr. Goodbar.
I love Mr. Goodbar too.
Every time I go to Hobby Lobby, I'd be like, I gotta get Mr. Goodbar because I don't see them nowhere else.
Yeah, we got some Mr. Goodbars, but I think that's because I bought that kind. Like, I got like the Hershey's like miniatures and it came in.
Yeah, okay, so we didn't get no Mr. Goodbars like at all.
Yeah. My week was good as well. We did the whole Halloween thing. I actually went to Atlanta last week to visit my godson. So that was amazing.
Oh, he's so cute.
He's the cutest. He's so sweet. I haven't held a baby like that in so long, a little small baby. And we was cuddling and I was just feeding him. And one morning I got up early with him. At like 5 a.m. I'm like, I don't really miss this part, but it was just so sweet, like just to be with him and bond and like spend that time. So that was really nice. And then we came back and did Halloween just in our neighborhood. We didn't go crazy. I heard though that our neighbors were saying that the neighborhood above us gives like the really good like candy with like full size candy bars and stuff like that. But I was like, child, we don't need that.
We don't need that because my kids got a bunch of full-size candy bars and I'm not letting them eat none of that.
No, it's already enough candy. I was like, we can't. Like, I'm going to eat it. Like,
yeah. Girl, sugar don't work well with what we trying to do.
Right. We got goals. Okay. So absolutely not. But it was fun walking around. We kind of walked around with our neighbors and their kids. So we had a good time. I love our little neighborhood. Like,
yeah, it's cute.
It's so cute.
It's perfect. And it's a good neighborhood to grow into.
Absolutely. A lot of the kids, one of Kenneth's classmates is our neighbor. Like they are in the same class. They sit at the same table and he lives right behind us. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of the kids in our neighborhood that are the same age. So it works well. But yeah. Also, they be coming to knock at the door trying to play every day. I'm like, listen.
Please stop.
This one little boy, he knock on our door every single day.
Yeah.
Can he come outside?
No.
Can he come outside? I'm like, no. Because I mean, I got to come outside.
I'd be like, oh, go to the backyard. There's a
yep.
Something in the backyard.
That's why I said, play on the porch right here where I can see you on the Ring camera.
Right. Call it a day. Please stop. It gets frustrating, but it's also yeah. Nice that you realize, like, okay, other kids want to play with my kid, and mm-hmm. You know.
And the other day, it was like three of them came over here all together. I was like, where is y'all mama?
I love that, though.
But everybody keeps the eye on them. Like, of course, you know, I don't let my child go. But a lot of the kids, they kind of like play together. They roam around, whatever. Everybody knows whose kid is who, and they keep an eye out, whatever. Yeah. I'm not that comfortable, but it's cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have a mom moment?
Okay, listen, the other day, my kids decided to just let me know how much they love me and how much they appreciate me. And they like went in, and I was just like, oh, like you guys really went in, like really just said, you know, we appreciate you for this. And, you know, so often you feel like your kids don't see it or like right. They just, you know, yeah. But I've been kind of doing a better job of, now that they're getting a little older too, just mm-hmm. Explaining to them like, this just don't happen out of thin air.
Okay. Okay. I'm constantly explaining that to Kenan too. Like, this is not normal. The things that you guys get to do on a regular basis, I didn't get to do this.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a regular occurrence of certain things. And like, no, it still costs money. It takes time and effort to plan. And yeah, no.
Yeah, they think we just randomly went to this place and we just do it. No, mom plans these things for what you do. And so They just took some time to let me know that they appreciate me. And I thought that would be a good way to end out the year for my mama moment. It's just feeling loved and appreciated.
Yeah.
Because as we get into it, it's been a year.
Okay. That's really sweet. I love that. I had two things. So for one, about to get choked. So Kenan just got his progress report.
Aww.
And it was so good. Like, he literally got all O's and one S, but they show like the percentage of everything. So like math, history, social science, writing, reading comprehension. He got 100% in reading comprehension.
Oh my goodness.
100% in reading comprehension?
You comprehending what you read?
And that's what the teacher said. She was like, I was really impressed because reading comprehension is really hard for a lot of kids his age.
Yeah.
And I'm like, child, he loves stories though. He loves, and he can recite things back to you after watching it one time. So that makes sense. But he got really good on his report card. And then he also got a principal's award. I know. I was like, oh my God, he's doing so good. Like, everybody loves him at the school. They're like, he's polite. He helps others. And so it was like an outstanding student principal's award. And it's like an overall thing. Like, this is like people on the playground notice things. Like, your teachers notice things, the office staff, like, you know, how you're listening, how you're behaving, how you're helping others in and out of the classroom. It's like an overall thing.
Yeah.
And so we took him out to celebrate, and it was just really cute moment. Like, I just love that he's excelling in school and that he's like, you know, showing up respectfully.
Yeah.
And things like that. And this has been consistent from since he started TK. All the teachers have said the same things. I'm like, I'm glad you know how to act at school. He cut up with me a little bit. But I'm glad he knew how to act at school.
Like, you put it together. But they say that too, that like kids will like, I know with my daughter, like, she's similar to Kendon in the sense of at school, just like focus and like doing the right thing and playing well. But when she get home with me,
I'm like, what happened?
What? The teacher said, you do this, you pick up, you be helping every, you be do. I know you do a little bit of this at home, but right. Where the rest?
Okay, I'm like, child, what is really going on? But it's a blessing.
That is amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really cute. So I don't know if I told you guys also that we got Kendon like this little gizmo watch for his birthday, where it's like it has the same capabilities as a phone. Mm-hmm. And so he will like text me or like voice message me during lunch, like, hey mom, what are you doing? I love you. Just calling to say I love you. And then like when I pick him up from school, he's like, mom, you didn't check your phone today. And I'm like, oh, what happened? And he's like, I sent you 14 hearts. I sent you 14 hearts and you didn't even respond. I'm like, sorry, I didn't see it, because it's like through a little app. It doesn't come through as like a regular text message.
Yeah.
And so it's just so cute though, because he's sending me emojis and like little voice notes throughout the day. Hey mom, I made it to school. I'm like, I know.
Like, I dropped you off, or your dad dropped you off.
Right. Hey mom, what time are you picking me up? The same time I pick you up every day. Like,
oh my goodness.
It's really cute.
That is cute.
Yeah, so it's been nice to like watch him kind of like grow up and like, you know, just experiencing little things here and there. So sweet.
It's kind of scary too, because it's like, oh no, like you're really grown, like you're really like growing up. It's hard to sometimes put that in context with your own child. Like your child is really growing up right in front of you.
Seriously, the things he tells me sometimes, he's like, I hope he's not listening. He's like, mom, do you have a crush? And I'm like, yeah, your dad is my crush. And I said, why? Do you have one? And he's like, no, I don't have one now. He's like, but you're my mom, so if I do have one, I will tell you. And I was like, oh, I'm happy that you would tell me. I'm like, you feel comfortable telling me? He's like, yeah, who else would I tell? I know you're not going to tell my secret. He was like, oh, I'm glad you know that. I'm going to tell your daddy, but that's it.
That's it.
It made me go.
Isn't that kind of funny too, like them to start to just see those types of things in life and just like do you know you just told me?
Yeah, and he's so, you know, he doesn't, and I don't make it a big deal either, because I don't want him to think that it's a big deal. I'm like, it's completely normal, like everybody has crushes, like, you know, it's okay. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? And he's just like, well, I think such and such, if I think they're pretty, or if I want to hang out with them or whatever. And then we talk about all, we've talked, okay? Yeah. But I think that it's fine. I'm happy that he feels comfortable enough to tell me. So I try not to have like a huge reaction.
Yeah.
Because I want him to tell me all his business.
Okay. Tell me all the business.
Please, okay. I want all the tea, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
So you guys, we wanted to come today because this will be our last video of the year. Nicole and I were talking, and just about, like we said, it's our 99th episode, and we have been cranking out videos all year long. We haven't taken a break longer than like a week or two. Mm-hmm. And we just want to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves, and like during the holiday season, things are, you know, more elevated with just spending time with our families and like with work, the everything ending out the year. Nicole has several businesses, honey. And
stressed out.
Closing out the year can be a lot. And we just wanted to kind of like relish in all that we have accomplished this year. Yeah. And just kind of like celebrate that, sit in that, and plan for next year. Yeah. So, like I said, this will be our last episode of the year, but we'll be kicking off next year with our 100th episode, and we have special things planned for you guys. But today we're going to do like an early wrap up.
Yes. Because we've been through enough this year to talk about what we've been through, okay?
Right. We had a lot going on. It's been a long year. I feel like it kind of went by fast.
It did. I feel like it went really fast.
It went by fast, but we had a lot. We did a lot. So just like reflecting back, Child, I told her, I said, what did I do?
Like, I had to tell her, I said, well, you did this, you did that. I had to let her know what she did.
Girl, because I'm day by day. I'm like, I don't remember what happened last week.
Or where you were.
That day is behind me, okay?
She's like, what country was Kendra in? She's a whole different country a month ago.
And I forgot. I'm like, did I leave the country this year? Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you're talking about you don't even know. I'm like, girl, you've been everywhere. I called it. I would always tease with Kendra and say, you're on tour. You're on tour, girl.
I was.
Yeah.
And you know, it's so funny. Like I'm not even joking. When I say that yesterday is behind me, I don't. Yeah. I have to go back and look at pictures like, oh, yeah, I did do that this year. Oh, that did happen this year. And I'm grateful for everything. But I just be like, okay, what do I got to do today? Like, yeah. What do I got to do tomorrow?
And keep it moving. But you have to, because if you're focused too much on the day behind you, it just is, we don't even have the capacity to worry about what happened yesterday. We got the next day, full schedule, full things to do. So,
yep.
For 2023, for me, it was the year of the unexpected, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing this year was how I thought it was going to go.
Say that again.
Okay, nothing this year is how I thought it was going to go.
Man.
Everything that was planned took a whole U-turn, went in a different direction. Like, you know, just everything took just a complete turn, whether it was like I thought I was going to do more with St. Cole this year for my clothing store, and that's in a whole rebrand that's taken longer than I would have ever expected.
Yeah.
Oh. And then like for my day-to-day company that I do, that I keep private, it just grew more than I had planned on it growing. I feel like it's always when you don't plan on something to grow, that'd be the area that grow the most. Like,
yep.
That'd be the area, like whatever area you think is not going to grow or you don't plan for the growth, that's always the area that just like, oh, okay, we're going to grow then. Like,
right. No. We use least expected.
Yeah. So, and then even like things with my kids, like there's so many different things with my kids that were just completely unexpected. Like one of my kids is homeschool now. Mm-hmm. I never thought I, Nicole Hernandez, would be a homeschool teacher.
Right. Homeschool mama for sure.
And I would have always thought like I was okay with doing homeschool, but I was going to do like the drop-in, you know, like, you know, drop your kid off and they do the four subjects on site and then do the PE with me.
Right.
Okay.
Not the PE.
Just the PE. Now I'm doing language arts, science, social studies, math.
The whole thing.
And I feel like every one of my kids is doing like three sports. And I was just like, and then my husband's traveling all the time. And so I was like, what happened? So that's how I kind of feel in general about 2023. And I'm kind of using the experience of 2023 to prepare me for 2024. But Kendra, let's hear some about, bring something good to 2023.
So Nicole again had to remind me because I was like, girl, I don't know. But I will say that this year was the year of consistency for me. Like I did make a conscious effort at the top of the year to be consistent in a couple of areas. And I will say that I achieved it. Like yeah. I may not have met my goals within being consistent, but I've definitely made some strides. One of those areas was with YouTube. So if y'all watching, go spam my YouTube, okay? Kendra Michelle, it says it right there on the screen. Go watch it. Watch all the vlogs, okay? I need them watch hours. But
now.
I've consistently uploaded every Sunday with the, you know, a couple of Sundays missed. But yeah. I've consistently uploaded every week, I would say, since February, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen an essential amount of growth, not as much as I would like, but a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of it. I am. I try not to be too hard on myself. I'm like, dang, girl, you was almost there. Like with a certain goal that I had within YouTube. The year ain't over yet. I'm still believing by faith that I can reach that goal with my watch hours. But I am proud of myself. I feel like I've pushed out some really good content. I was like looking back at my stuff the other day and I'm like, this is good stuff. Okay. Yeah.
No, it's good content. I watch it.
Yeah. So,
And I don't watch some of these vloggers. I don't watch some of these vloggers. Like, even the people that they say is really good.
Yeah.
I don't be watching them as much anymore.
Right. No, I feel the same way. Some vloggers that I used to watch consistently every week, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm not as engaged anymore. And I feel like because people are all making the same type of content, and some of it don't seem, like, authentic. But
you know what I don't like is when the YouTube girlies be like, come to Cuba with me, and then they get to
they don't show nothing.
They show what they wore one day,
mm-hmm.
getting off the plane,
mm-hmm.
and then a 10-minute sorry, I was so in the moment, or I forgot to pick up the camera. And so
I'm like, girl, you just show us nothing that happened on the vacation. I don't know if I want to go there.
Yeah,
the goal of a travel vlog is for me to feel like I want to come. Like, yeah. Show me the hotel. Where did you stay? Where did you eat?
Yeah.
Where did you go out? But yeah. And then also consistently going to the gym was a goal of mine. And I went.
Yes.
I've been going every week. I haven't met my fitness goals, but I've been there and I've been having a good time. And I really enjoy like the classes that I take. I really enjoy those. I look forward to them. I tell my instructor all the time, like, I wish you had this class every single day.
Yeah.
If you had the class every single day, I would be there every single day. So I'm happy that I found something that I enjoy doing to help me move my body.
Yeah.
And I've been very consistent in that. And I've met some people and like just felt like a little community there. And I really, really enjoy that for sure. Yeah. Something, let's talk about what we learned though. Like, what did we learn this last year?
Okay. Something that I learned this year or last year, 2023, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've said it a little bit on here,
mm-hmm.
but one of the biggest things that really, like, I learned a lot this year was I don't get to decide what my child needs.
Mm. That's a good one.
And it's just like, I don't get to make the determination of what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I was like trying to force them into something or anything like that. It just kind of like with this year leaning into being more into a more supportive role with my kids, mm-hmm. or having the time and availability to like go to Audrey's school and like helping with Austin one-on-one. Mm-hmm. It's like having that constant seeing them relationship where I'm seeing them more, engaged with them more, and being more participating within their actual lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's just taught me like, oh, like you're a whole human being. And like my experience of my childhood doesn't get to determine what you need.
Yeah.
How it's processed to you.
Mm-hmm.
What it's like, whatever I experienced as a child or whatever I needed or whatever I did has nothing to mm-mm. do with you. And it's
completely different kid.
You're a completely different kid. You're your own human being. Mm-hmm. And not to say that I was trying to push them into any direction, because I never felt like I was trying to push them in any direction. I always felt like I was just in a role as a parent and just like trying to help them navigate life, you know?
Yeah. And doing what you feel like would be the best route for them. Like,
right.
you know, based upon your own life experience, like,
right.
but you quickly learn, like, everybody's route is different.
Yeah, everybody's route was different. And also, too, like, even though your child's route might be different, something mm-hmm. that I learned is, like, they can still have the goals of wanting to do some of the things that they were doing before, but they just may not be ready. And it's just like providing them that support or providing them just like, okay, this is the area that you're working on. And this is how I'm going to best support you to get what you need and just help lead you to the right direction, you know?
Right.
And the thing is, I just don't get to decide how you get to that direction. All I can do is support you.
Yes.
And navigate you and provide you tools from all these different angles for you to get there.
Yeah. That's parenting. It's like, and as soon as you learn that you can't control or dictate how it's gonna go, is when you find your way.
Yeah.
You kind of just like let them, and you know, you pull your knowledge, like you say, you know, you pull your resources and things, but you gotta ultimately look at the child and be like, okay, what do they need? How can I support them in what they need specifically, not a general idea of what children need.
Right. And like, even one of my kids is really affectionate and I'm just not a touchy-feely type of person. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, oh, don't touch me. But with one of my kids, like, touch is so important to that person, to that child. Like, touch is like just very important. And so I've been really like aware of, okay, that child is coming towards me, wants a hug.
Yeah.
Can do it. You can do it. Or like wants to cuddle at night. Like, can we cuddle? Or can I? I'm like,
okay. I want my space, but okay.
You're all in my space. But thankfully, my husband is very like cuddle and affectionate. So I'll be like, go lay with your daddy.
The balance.
And he just like, hey, I'm like, thank goodness, because oh, I can't take it.
I'm crying.
Ooh. Okay, so what is something that you learned?
I've learned to accept my place in motherhood. Like, I've learned to just not overcomplicate things and to just accept the fact that I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that I actually enjoy. This is something that I feel like this is something I have to relearn every year because it's becoming more common now. And I feel like a lot of moms are, I found a whole community of moms who are stay-at-home moms. But I feel like when I first started this journey, it was kind of like, girl, you ain't going back to work. Like, I've talked about it several times on the podcast before, and it's always made it uncomfortable for me because I feel like people are constantly looking at me like, you just living off that man. And it's like, no, like, this is a lifestyle that we chose for our family together.
Right.
And I feel like I'm finally in a place where I'm unapologetic about it. And I've accepted that I love it and that I am grateful for it. And that, yes, I have my hard days where I'm tired and every day I'm tired. But like, just like any other job, you can love it and still have challenges, you know? And but I feel like this is a time where I have accepted it. I'm proud of it. I'm not ashamed of it. I tag it.
Yeah. Now,
like, I will make a post about it. Like, I'm comfortable talking about it. I'm proud to tell people, yes, I'm a stay-at-home mom. And that came a long way for me because I was like constantly, when I first started, I was just like, oh, I got to start a business. I got to do this. I got to do that. It's like, this is your life. This is a blessing. You're here for your children. You are here for every step. You're here for what they need. Like, this is fulfilling you as well. Like, and that's okay. And so, and just not overcomplicating it. Like, girl, sit down. Everything is taken care of. Everything is provided for. Like, you're available to your family. Like, this is where you're called to be at this time.
Yeah.
Everything else that needs to happen will come.
Yeah.
But be grateful. Thank God that you have this moment in time.
Right.
Like, you'll never get this time back.
Ever.
And you're able to be there for your kids. And God set me up for this time. Like, right. I need to be here for my kids.
Yeah.
And I have one kid who requires my time.
Right.
And so to be in the position to be there for him is amazing. It's everything. Right.
And it's going to make a big impact on his life by your availability to support him as well as advocate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I see the other parents that are, you know, they have to like get a babysitter. They have to have somebody pick up their kid in the middle of the day because it's only a half day. And it's like, they're rushing so that they can drop the kid off the babysitter so they can go to work. The spouses never see each other because one has to work in the daytime. One has to work at nighttime. And the kids see their parents like a flash in the night.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's like my 3-year-old, he has special needs. I need to be there for him. Like I need to watch him every second of the day.
Every second.
He has special dietary needs. I have to prepare his meals. Like, these are things that God knew was in my path.
Right. Exactly.
And now I can see and I can be grateful and I don't feel like I have to make excuses as to why I don't have a job.
Right.
When it's like certain things people won't understand, and but God has put my family in a position to be here.
Right.
And so this is the first year that I can like proudly say and like walk into a room. I spoke in front of people about it.
I know. Look at that.
Like, I stood on a platform full of boss entrepreneur women and proudly said, I'm a stay-at-home mom. And it was crazy because I didn't expect for as many women to stand up in the room and say that they are currently as well, or they were previously.
Yeah.
So it was just been an empowering year for me.
Yeah.
As a stay-at-home mom, to accept it, to be proud of it, and wear it as a badge of honor.
Yeah. It's just like, it's okay to walk in the moment of what the moment is. Like, it's okay mm-hmm. to walk in to say, okay, this is the moment of my life where this is what is needed and this is what is required. And mm-hmm. this is like, I didn't think I'd have to walk in the ability of being a teacher.
Right.
And you just got to step up to the plate and keep it moving. Yeah.
And be proud of it. Be yeah. proud of where you are. Be grateful. Don't, you know, and don't, because I feel like so much, society has painted this picture of like you're staying at home and doing nothing.
Yeah.
When if anybody has taken care of a child, you know that that's impossible.
Right.
But also not feeling like you have to explain yourself to everybody. Like yeah. that was something that was big for me. Like not feeling like I have to like I said, overcomplicate it or over-explain. Like it is what it is. I'm not coming up with a different title so you can guess what I do.
Right.
Like no.
Or it's just like in a sense of just being. Or it's not even like trying, well, I don't want to speak for you, but like sometimes I feel like in life, I will even find myself sometimes where, you know, like I'll meet somebody mm-hmm. and I'll really tone down what I do or this and that. And mm-hmm. I'll just pick that area of my life that I feel like that person is going to be comfortable with knowing that part of me. And so yeah. therefore I will just be like
minimize it.
Yeah, I'll just minimize it. So I completely understand what you mean by saying like just walk like no, this is what it is and that's that.
Yeah. 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 And it feels good to be in that place.
Yeah. I'm like I will get there one day. because
but you're also juggling a lot. And that's why I yeah. say, like, for me, I'm in a position to where I can just be that.
Yeah.
I overcomplicate it by adding extra stuff on my plate because I feel like it's not enough.
Oh, yeah. I hear
so
you.
I'd be like, oh, I got to start a business. I got to do this. I need to make money, but I don't really need to make money because everything is taken care of. But in my mind, that hustler's mentality is telling me, like, girl, no, you gotta, you know, and it's like, I'm constantly doing things, like the things that I do may not make money yet, but that I'm not driven by that right now because I don't, you know, I don't have to be.
Right, right.
And I would be ashamed to say that, but it's like, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's all okay.
You're not the only one.
Exactly. And I think that's what's empowered me is like, I'm not the only one now because I've discovered TikTok. And it's a whole slew of us.
Yeah, look at TikTok. Hold on. Why did TikTok put me onto the fact that some people call themselves stay-at-home daughters? Girl.
What? I've seen stay-at-home wife.
Yeah. But oh yeah, yeah.
I was watching this girl earlier. I was like, she was scaring me a little bit. She was doing a lot. I think her name was like Trophy Wife. Have you seen her?
No. I'm not on there long enough to see.
Child, she was doing a lot. I said, I'm on the wrong side of TikTok now.
Bring it on back in.
Reel it in.
That's so funny.
Yeah. But what are you looking forward to next year?
Oh, okay. So this, okay. The past 3 years, y'all, ever since I left my job and was kind of like doing my own thing, I have really just not have, I haven't been getting dressed. This is the last pod you're going to see with bare face, okay?
Right.
I have been living my best sweatpant, t-shirt, sandals, throw it on, go out the door. Like, I have been living my best throw on and go. And it's time to bring that to a close.
Step it up a little bit.
Today, I wore jeans, and I'm really proud of myself for that.
Oh, that's big. I don't wear jeans.
Yeah, I'm leaving the leggings and the sweatpants in 2023. I'm leaving that behind, okay?
Get your little trouser.
Yeah, it's just time to get dressed again. It's just time to get dressed again. Like, get dressed. Yeah, and I don't blame myself because it's just like I spent my whole 20s in the workforce and working hard and getting dressed every day. And so I totally get it. Like, I just got tired of getting dressed. Like, I just, like, the mental capacity to, like, get dressed, like, is just a lot. So I'm leaving that in 2023. And also for 2024, I talked about it at the beginning of this year, but now I'm forced to get some assistance, okay? Like, I have to, like, it was always the goal to get a personal assistant in 2024, like, but 2024, I have to actually get a personal assistant because the way things have just been coming at me, I just feel like I've been dropping the ball in a sense where it's like, okay, things need to get done sooner. Things need to be like responded to. Like, I'm really good at responding to email, but I just want things to just be a little bit more like on track. And
yeah,
I'm in a place now where I feel okay with marketing too. Like, okay, we're going to increase the marketing, not marketing you guys will ever see on social media. Cause
a whole different lane.
It's a whole different life.
Yeah.
And I like keeping it separate and I like keeping it private just because it just allows me to just keep that area of my life private. Yeah. So like, I feel like for 2024, that area needs a personal assistant. Mm-hmm. And then I just decided for like 2024, St. Cole is going to be, it's in the middle of a rebrand, but 2024, it's just going to be fun. And I feel like there's just certain things that I want to do that I can't really talk about right now, but
yeah,
it's going to be fun and it's going to be community driven. I can say that. Community driven, niche driven, and being able to just focus in, because I feel like the boutique industry, I don't want to give a whole thing on boutique industry, but I just feel like the boutique energy vibe is a dying Amazon breed.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't force myself to keep doing something that I felt was dying, you know?
Yeah.
I just couldn't spend the money. I couldn't spend the time feeling like something was dying.
Yeah.
So I've actually been working on something that's really cool for April of 2024 for St. Cole, and just allowing St. Cole to be fun again.
Yeah.
letting it be fun.
Yeah.
Not putting so much stress and impact on 2024. I feel like with my kids for 2024, I feel like I'm doing a good job in a sense of keeping it fun, keeping it funky, keeping it going, keeping it going. But I feel like they're in a really good place, which makes me really happy. So I hope to keep that good energy going into 2024. Like, just keep the good energy of with the kids going in 2024. Yeah. And 2024 is very much date night increase. Okay.
Yes.
I feel like there's this weird thing that happens in marriage where, like, you go through these cycles where you, like, where you just, like, fall in love again. Like, you just, like, you find yourself just, like, falling in love.
And, like, I want to spend all my time with you.
Yeah. It's a really weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I every time that energy comes where you just, I just feel like I'm just, like, all back in love. I'm just, like, trying to just go all in and enjoy it. Because marriage is just, like, ups and downs and
all. Yeah, ups and downs. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, okay, while we're in this energy, also because the kids are getting older, I just feel like we're able to just enjoy each other more. And I'm just loving that. Like, just the kids are downstairs and we're upstairs having a conversation, and it doesn't look like the house is going to catch on fire.
Right. You got to run. Like, where they at?
Where we can hear them and we know what they're doing, and the little one is usually hanging out with us, and we're just able to just enjoy. And that is what has caused me to not get pregnant again, because I cannot lose this ability to hang out with my husband.
Right. We are past that point.
We're past. We're letting the ship sail. We're letting the ship just officially go. But if I get pregnant, I don't want to hear nothing.
Hey, it's in God's hands. For you, not for me.
Listen, we need to have a conversation. Okay, but what about for you for 2020?
You know what's funny on that real quick? So one of, like, my church aunties was telling Kendi, like, don't you want a little sister? Don't you want a little sister? He's like, well, I do, but I think my mom is happy with her two boys. I think that me and Bryson are just enough for her. And I said, give me a high five. You better tell her respectfully.
I love that.
And that's what she said. She said, I love how he just told me very respectfully and very eloquently, absolutely not. I said, because he heard me say it enough. Like, you guys are just enough for me.
Yes, and that's it. That's all.
Mm-hmm. But next year, I am looking forward to. I'm gonna say this year. But I mean, next year will be great too. We still got 2 months left in the year, y'all.
Yeah.
Get monetized on YouTube.
Yes,
that is one of my goals. And get to the execution phase of my business. I've done a lot of research. I've done a lot of movement on the back end, like just getting everything set up and ready to go. But I ain't pulled the trigger yet. Mm-hmm. So that's a 2024 goal of mine. It's just to go through with the execution phase of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, for Somebody's Mama podcast, I would just love for us to move into the next phase as well, to reach more people and build a bigger community and become more interactive with you guys. That's a goal of ours. But yeah, I feel like we're on a great pace. I feel like we're doing great things over here. I hope you guys feel like we're doing great things over here as well. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to next year being just executing.
Yeah, I feel like it definitely feels like the year of, especially for the podcast, where it's like, okay, we've grown a lot. Mm-hmm. We figured out what we like, what we don't like, how we want things to roll, you know, and I feel like now more than ever is the perfect time to also just take the pod to the next level, because I feel like people don't, people think that you just get on the camera and you just talk and you just, I feel like they think you just get on here and talk and that it looks really easy.
Yeah.
And there's really a science to it. And I feel like Kendra and I have really taken the time to figure out the science, mm-hmm. our
yeah.
like our vibes. And mm-hmm. even sometimes when we're recording, like just looking at Kendra, I'll be able to see like, oh, she's about to step into this or, you know, yeah. that's a skill, you know, that's a timing yeah. thing. And mm-hmm. I just feel like for 2024, we're ready. And as y'all can see, podcast's been dropping like,
okay, I see today I said, a lot of people ain't making it, y'all.
No.
A lot of people aren't making it because it is a lot of dedication.
Yeah.
Like, you have to show up week by week, and you have to put the effort in, you have to put the time in, and you got to be open for all that comes with this.
Yeah.
While life keeps happening.
Yeah. And I don't think people understand, like, podcasts, there's a longevity in it. Like,
yeah,
there's a sense of we're going to be doing this for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And part of doing this for a really long time is, like, pacing ourselves.
Yeah. And it's a marathon. It's not as, and I feel like that is a big thing that people are doing. They're starting off just full throttle. And then it's like, okay, what do I do now?
Yeah. Or like, there's one podcast, they were only out for a year. And within that 1 year, they had their regular upload schedule, mm-hmm. a Patreon upload, three or four different clothing drops,
mm-hmm.
A journal, like three or four live shows.
A lot.
I'm like, mm-hmm. that takes a lot of planning. And I'm sure they have a team, but it's like, you basically,
it's now even a lot on the team. It's even a lot on the team. And like, yeah, like I've heard that the team, and we're not going to go into all that, but
I feel like it's okay if you want to do all that.
Yeah.
But either you have to structure it out with the team, mm-hmm. or two, like, doing podcasts has to be all that you do.
Yeah.
And like,
and I think that's where the problem comes into play too, is because if you're going to do all these things,
yeah,
and it's not, if it's all that one person does and it's not all that the other person does, it's going to fall more on the person that's all that they do.
Yeah.
And then that's not sustainable because somebody going to start feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
And you got to be on the same page in order for this to work with longevity. You got to be if you got a partner, you got to be going at the same pace.
Yeah.
Because if somebody is going all the way up here and the other person stays right here, this person gonna get like, okay, come on.
Yeah. Or just even like having the honest conversations without getting defensive, like just being able to have those conversations. Like Kendra and I have to have those conversations.
Yeah.
And I think also too, like, you can't get in this industry, you can't get into podcasting if you are not going to be willing, like, you can't partner, you know what, okay, this is what I'm saying. When it comes to business mm-hmm. is already a hard thing to do.
Yes.
You don't ever go into business with somebody where you don't respect their opinion.
Yep.
Or you don't feel like you're going to be able to acknowledge or work and compromise and work together.
I was thinking about this today, like not even with a business relationship, but in a relationship in general.
Yeah.
You are not ready to be in a relationship, a partnership, or a business relationship if you're not willing to be reasonable.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to meet somebody at the mat and hear what they have to say and to take what they say into consideration, if you always feel like you have to be right,
yeah,
your plans are greater than anybody else's plans, you are not in a position to be in a partnership, a relationship, a business partnership with anybody, because anytime you're working with other people, you have to hear their point of view. And if you don't hear their point of view and value it or respect it, the relationship will never thrive because that person is going to feel like you don't value them, you don't respect them, and they're not going to stay in that for with the long haul.
Yeah.
If you always got to be right, if your opinion is greater than anybody else's opinion, you're not willing to be reasonable.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Please.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Yeah. So I think that's why it's just like with the podcast, a lot of people don't want to do a podcast by themselves.
Yeah.
So they get on these things and they do it with another person and then they don't realize like.
They got an opinion too. Like they're not going to just go with what you say just because you might have the greater following or you may be more knowledgeable. Like they're not going to just go with the okie doke. Like you got to be willing to have those conversations and then keep talking through like until you get to a resolution.
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
Yeah. And, so and it's important with any type of relationship. I was thinking about that today on the lines of like a romantic relationship. I feel like a lot of people overlook this isn't an unreasonable person. This person always has to be right. And then you get upset when you get in a relationship with somebody or you get in a marriage with somebody and they're controlling. It's like, girl, they've been controlling. Like,
yeah. Like
your opinion never mattered.
Yeah.
And you knew that, but you still chose to marry them. That was not going to change. They married you because your opinion didn't matter. You were willing to be okay with that.
Yeah.
Instead of them having to go back and do the work on themselves to realize why they're so unreasonable or they're not willing to like hear others' opinion, now they don't have to deal with that because you've accepted it.
Right. So it's like, how could they be expected to change? You done taught them to. Yeah, it's a lot, y'all. They're saying this podcast world is going to get smaller and smaller. And this is the part of the podcast I don't know how many people make it to. So I'm going to just go ahead and let y'all tell y'all. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Just let the pool get smaller
and smaller. Better for us because we're going to see it through. One thing about us, we're going to talk. We're going to hear it out. We're going to talk it out. We're going to come to the mat. We're going to say, okay, what do we want to do? We're going to listen to each other. We'll keep it pushing.
And move forward. Okay.
But. So,
they've already said like podcasts gotten way smaller in 2023.
Which you know is crazy too. They're popping up every day. I just seen today Queen Nyjah started a podcast.
Since a lot of people not here at this part of the podcast, most likely. Listen. I hope it works out because I want the best for everybody.
Right.
But
I've seen a lot of YouTubers starting podcasts, but the basis of them are like, okay, what you gonna do after this? Like, after you get through these next 5 or 6 episodes, what you gonna do?
Yeah, like, after you stop talking about you. What
and the conflict that you have with the people around you, what you gonna do now?
Yeah, what are you gonna, yeah.
It's an interesting world. It is a very interesting world of things. There's a lot of things that you have to consider when going into this. And I ain't gonna act like we ain't perfect. We didn't consider everything before we jumped into this. Like we considered a couple of things like, oh, that's good enough. Let's roll.
Yeah.
And we learned things throughout the way. But one thing I know that is what's gonna help us is that we are two people who don't mind having conversations and we don't mind like having, you know, dialogue.
Yeah. Right.
Talking through it. What do you think? What do you think? We always ask each other, well, what do you think? You know, and like your opinion is valuable to me.
Yeah. Cause the last thing you ever want on a podcast is for somebody else to have like this built up emotion. And then one day it just like,
you like, dang, happened. Child, we just seen that happen. We ain't talking about it, so we ain't gonna talk about it.
Wait, I was thinking about the earlier I was referring to something else, but with the whole blowing up thing, I was thinking about the Joe Budden podcast because they were talking about stuff, they felt overworked, they felt this and that, they felt like they wasn't getting paid properly.
And everybody was holding it in.
Yeah.
Everybody was holding it in. So but that's why you can't do that in any relationship. It's gonna bubble over. It's gonna explode. Like you gotta be willing to have tough conversations, even if they get uncomfortable, because if you just keep it pent up, then you see what happens.
Yeah.
It's crazy to watch, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and now we're going to leave this pod so Kendra can tell me what the team...
How I really feel.
Y'all know, y'all but, know. Kendra be knowing these celebrities. Okay, so y'all don't know
I don't even know them for real. I just heard. Exactly. But thank you guys. We appreciate you guys for being here with us on this journey, for listening to us and just supporting us. We're going to amp it up next year. We're going to pump it up just a little bit. But we appreciate y'all for being on this ride with us.
So much. Thank you so much.
We hope you guys have an amazing holiday season. Like I said, this is going to be our last episode for the year. But maybe we'll do a live or something. So make sure y'all follow us on Instagram at Somebody's Mama Pod. Yeah, it's been an amazing year.
And see you in 2024.
See you in 2024 for episode 100. We love y'all. Don't go nowhere, y'all. We'll be back. We'll be back. Okay?
We'll be back.
Bye.